breakfast.
With Matt and Molly.
So, Molly, do you remember on Friday we had that Listener Impossible challenge to try and track down a real-life butler?
Yes, we did. I loved this one.
It's kind of an interesting world that you never really hear anyone talk about. You see it in movies and stuff. But I've never met a real-life butler. Well, we spoke to one, didn't we, called Sophie, and her life sounded very, very exciting.
Yeah, we haven't been able to stop thinking about it, actually, over the whole weekend, have we?
We haven't. And actually, someone got in touch that I thought would be fun to speak to. So this is Lucy, and Lucy is a butler recruiter. She basically hooks butlers up with people that need butlers. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning, Matt and Molly. Hello.
What a weird and wonderful job. You're like a butler scout.
I am. I do all domestic stuff, but a lot of our clients come to us looking for a perfect butler.
Okay, so what makes a perfect butler?
Discretion, number one. You will see many things, but you must not tell what the butler saw, as the expression goes. Attention to detail, and you have to want to please. You have to want to serve. It's not a job for everyone. You have to have the right mindset and approach to do a really good job.
Well, we're real people pleasers, aren't we, Mark?
We really are,
We always say, if only we had a little bit more kind of like about us, but we didn't want to be liked all the time,
yes,
we might get further in life. So that's good. We've got that already.
Okay.
Talk us through some example scenarios. So if you were interviewing both of us to be butlers, talk us through some scenarios and we can give you our answers or our approach to stuff. You can just tell us whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Sure. Okay. So I would ask you both if you had any self-service experience.
Oh, I don't actually, no. My sisters do, but I don't.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, no, I mean, surely you must have eaten out enough dinners. You've been on the other side of it, aren't you, where there's been silver service?
Possibly once or twice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you'd have to be open to doing training with us, firstly, so you'd have to come and enrol on our silver service.
How hard can it be, Lucy, right?
There are multiple setups for silver service, including French service, Russian service, butler service, buffet service, English service, American service. Each has a different table setting.
Right.
So I'd be testing you on that first.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. What happens in American service? Is it just no cutlery?
No, the Americans also have cutlery. It's about a slightly more simplistic setup on the table. So you don't have as many courses as Russian service, for example.
Okay, I'll be honest, I get overwhelmed when there's lots of cutlery on a table.
From the outside in.
Okay.
We also teach people how to eat. So we actually get principals, as I would call them, so people that employ the butlers coming to us for etiquette training. So, you know, if a Chinese family is relocating to London and they want to learn, you know, how to behave in polite society, we train them etiquette. So you guys can come and learn.
Oh, okay.
Have you both?
All right, so we've probably not passed on the silver service. What else do we need to be equipped for?
Okay, well, you have to be ready to literally fly around the world, jump on private jets, go on board the super yachts at the drop of a hat.
So
you have to be pretty flexible.
I'm all for the super yachts, but I'm not sure about the private jets.
Yeah, she gets very panicked on a small plane.
I'm quite a nervous flyer. Is that going to be a problem for me with this job?
Is it okay if a butler screams, "We're all going to die! It's going down!" As everyone's on the flight?
I don't know if that's quite the right approach for the butler, because the butler should be really seen and not heard most of the time. So if you're screaming that the plane's going down, probably going to be heard.
Yeah, I worry about that. Okay.
So Molly, we can't send you on the private jet then, and you're Matt.
No.
Yeah, that's
but the yachts, I'm all for.
Okay, you're good at sea.
And actually, I'm very bad at sea. I get very seasick. I recently went on a ferry and I had to lie down the entire way. Because I was so ill. There's only
So you won't be able to do any silver service then if you're lying down on the floor.
No, I had to lie down in a soft play, a child's soft play.
This works out quite well though, because already now we're booked on different jobs.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, yes, you could be the dream team domestic couple.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yes.
As a butler pair, because we place domestic couples, and so families will say, well, can we have a couple? Because then you can have one half of the couple doing certain service, other half doing the other. So there you go.
Thinking about that, I'm not entirely sure that I want to be working that close with Molly 7 days a week. All right, I'm enjoying this. I want to find out more about butlering. Let's catch up after Mabel and Boyfriend.